This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, senators introduce a bill protecting U.S. military members from dishonorable discharges for rejecting the jab. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
On Tuesday, September 21st, four Republican senators, Ted Cruz, Roger Marshall, James Lankford, and Tommy Tuberville, introduced a bill to protect military service members from being dishonorably discharged due to their rejection of the forced COVID-19 vaccinations. Under the Biden administration, the U.S. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines have mandated that all service members receive a COVID-19 vaccination by their deadline or face a dishonorable discharge. That stain on their service record would follow them all their lives, and they would lose any benefits of being a veteran who served the United States, including the ownership of any firearm or ammunition, denied access to Veteran Affairs benefits, which include home loans and medical benefits. Also, they couldn't reenlist in another branch of the military, utilize the GI Bill to further their education, or even have military honors at their funerals. The bill, which is available to read through Senator Ted Cruz's website, explains their position defending those service members by writing that, notwithstanding any other provision of law, a member of an armed force under the jurisdiction of the Secretary of a Military Department subject to discharge on the basis of the member choosing not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine may only receive an honorable discharge, and continues explaining, reports of adverse actions being taken or threatened by military leadership at all levels are antithetical to our fundamental American values. Any discharge other than honorable denotes a dereliction of duty or a failure to serve the United States and its people to the best of the ability of an individual. Senator Marshall, who is a medical doctor and veteran himself, commented about the situation, saying that the vaccine has saved countless lives. I believe vaccinating our service members against COVID-19 is an important effort. However, whether or not to receive the vaccine should be a personal choice between an individual and their doctor. He continued saying, service members who refuse to get vaccinated and are subsequently separated from their service should not receive anything other than an honorable discharge. There is no question about it. American heroes should not be treated as felons because of their personal medical choices. Senator Cruz was even more pointed in his comments. Forcing all service members, including pregnant women and those who have already had COVID-19, to receive the vaccine is just one more example of President Biden and his administration putting politics ahead of science. I am proud to join Senator Marshall on this crucial bill to ensure the proper steps are taken by the military chain of command in response to those seeking exemptions from this vaccine. Pray for our servicemen and women as their personal beliefs are threatened by this mandate. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast, as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.